Basketball.
Basketball.
You're listening to the Knicks Nation Podcast, where we've got all your Knicks needs covered. Now, live from the city that never sleeps, here are your hosts, Anthony and Chris.
What's up, Knicks Nation? Today, we are going through the two-way players on the New York Knicks. That is three players. That is Jacob Toppin, that is Kevin McCullough, and that is Ariel Huck-Porty. So, in case you don't know what a two-way player is, here is a brief definition of what a two-way player is. An NBA two-way player contract allows a player to split time between an NBA team and its G League affiliate. These players can spend up to 50 games with the NBA team in a season, but aren't eligible for the playoffs unless their contract is converted to a standard NBA deal. Two-way players earn a salary based on the time spent in both leagues, usually higher than typical G League contracts, but lower than NBA standard NBA contracts. So that's three players: Kevin McCullough, Ariel Huck-Porty, and Toppin, Chris. So I guess we can start with Ariel Huck-Porty. Interesting prospect he is. 7-footer. Played well in summer league. Showed some flashes with Kolek, especially. We came on, you know, some prior episodes saying that we thought Huck-Porty would actually break through and possibly become the New York Knicks backup-ish center. But maybe that was us being too optimistic. Later came out that Tom Thibodeau said that Julius Randle could play in that role. But I don't know. I don't know, Chris. Maybe it could be Huck-Porty.
It could be, right? It could be. I mean, we did mention that, of course. We obviously didn't say to start the season, we were saying, you know, maybe midseason. Who's to say Huck-Porty doesn't have that backup big job per se? But a lot of things would have to go right for him, right? So he'd have to show off in training camp, obviously, preseason, and then some. But you can't deny he's a seven footer, you know, and we saw in summer league he's able to score a little bit. I believe he averaged about 8 points in summer league and also grabbed about 8 boards as well. So, Ariel Huck-Porty showed a little bit. You know, he's a guy who seems to have a little bit of a good chemistry with Tyler Kolek in the short amount of games played in summer league. And I know what everybody's going to say. It's summer league. You can't take anything from that. But look, you know, you can't teach height, and he's a 7-footer. He's a big body with a high motor. So in my opinion, he looks, you know, yes, he's a project, but I think he's somebody who could surprise us down the line.
He could. And look, in 2021, he played for an Australian National Basketball League, Melbourne United. Then in 2024, Huck-Porty signed with Reason Ludwig Bird for the rest of the 2023-2024 basketball Bundesliga season. And then now he's with the New York Knicks on a two-way contract. He's a big body. He's a big boy. And he showed me in summer league that, you know, he has good skills around the rim. Like, he's a good rim runner. He's a good finisher around the rim. I know it's summer league, but, you know, just watching the games, he just has a feel for the game. It's a two-way contract, so he'll get some time in the G League. I'm excited to watch him in the G League. And I'm excited to watch all these guys in the G League, honestly. Because we also saw it with Deuce McBride, how that really helped him blossom into the player he is today. So I'm excited to watch him.
Absolutely. Yeah. And it's not to say, you know, boom, straight off the rip, they're going to, you know, make the roster, you know, or be in the starting lineup or be the backup center. But like you mentioned, Deuce McBride, the perfect example, someone who bounced back and forth between the G League and the NBA. You know, I could see something similar going for Huck-Porty. And look, he has ties to Isaiah Hartenstein, right? So they were, you know, training together. He was kind of like a mentor to Huck-Porty. And hopefully some of his game rubbed off on him. So, you know, again, more positives when it comes to Huck-Porty. More things I like, right?
Yes. So it's going to be fun watching Huck-Porty down in the G League. Now we can move on to Kevin McCullough. So when the New York Knicks picked McCullough, Chris, a lot of fans were excited because he was actually projected to go in the mid first round before he got hurt. I think injuries have kind of like derailed him last season. I think he missed the tournament, if I'm not mistaken, as well.
Yes.
So, but he's a scorer. He averaged 18 points a game. He has decent length, decent strength and mobility. He's a wing. 6'7", 200 pounds, pretty good in the open court. So it's just, we really didn't get a chance to, it sucks that we didn't get a chance to see him in the summer league.
Yeah.
But, you know, yeah, Kevin McCullough, welcome to the Knicks.
I was excited for Kevin McCullough to watch him in summer league. You know, obviously he was dealing with a nagging injury that he suffered at, you know, at the end of the college, well, close to the end of the college season. Like you mentioned, he missed the Big 12 tournament. I believe it was a bone bruise in his knee, and then he ended up having a procedure done, so he was rehabbing and missed summer league. But like you mentioned, another guy who was projected to go higher than he was, and because of a little bit of an injury, slipped. The Knicks were able to attain him, and he's a guy who's projecting as a 3-and-D type of player. You know, they're liking his scoring ability at the guard spot, and he's a strong defender as well. So again, 3-and-D guys, you can never have too many. We have Mikal Bridges.
Holding up.
We got OG Anunoby. And if Kevin McCullough's, you know, down the road becomes even half of those guys, you know, that's a win for where we got him.
It is. And it says here, he was consistently among the best defensive players in college basketball throughout his career. And that would also be his calling card in the NBA. Competes and will likely be asked to match up with the other team's best wing scorer in any event that he's on an NBA court. Defended some of every position in college and generally held his own, showing his toughness. Yeah, so his defense is it says that he was regarded as one of the best college defenders, but you know, injuries have kind of taken a toll. What did he have last year? What was it, a knee, like what'd you say, a knee bruise?
A bone bruise
in his knee. So you know, he's had some injuries on his lower extremities. You kind of don't like that, but project, right?
Yeah,
project. Yeah. G League project. I like it. I like it.
I like it too. I mean, he averaged 18 points, 6 rebounds, 4.1 assists per game for the Jayhawks. And some of his player comps are Malcolm Brogdon and Josh Hart, which I like. Again, this sounds like possibly a Josh Hart type who's relentless on defense. And dare I say a little bit better offensively? Who knows, right?
I like it. I like it. So it's going to be fun watching him alongside Ariel Hugporty in G League. And, you know, I don't know. I feel like we got something in McCullough. I don't know. Maybe. I mean, I don't know. We'll see.
We'll see.
I'm optimistic about everybody, man. I don't know. I feel like we got something in Hugporty, McCullough.
I'm excited for Ariel Hugporty and Kevin McCullough Jr. You know, two guys that I think, again, the front office did a great job grabbing these guys. They just seem to fit so well with the current squad, and you can't help but be excited, you know? I mean, we're obviously Knicks fans, Knicks Nation here.
Yep.
We're going to be optimistic about all of our guys, right? Because you want nothing but the best for the guys on your team. But with that said, I think these two guys, Kevin McCullers, Ariel Hugporty, you know, they have the potential to be something for us, and that's exciting, you know? So I can't wait to see these guys, whether that's on the NBA floor or in the G League.
We're watching a lot of G League highlights with these guys. All right, now let's move to Jacob Toppin, Obi Toppin's brother, as we all know him. Came into a few games last season, Chris, due to, you know, injuries. We kind of needed to use him. There was times, actually, where he was available and Tom Thibodeau wouldn't use him, and we were like, all right, Dibs, you gotta play Toppin because we're just decimated by injuries. So
yeah,
Toppin has also, you know, showed a little bit of ability down in the G League, and I feel like more of the same this year for the New York Knicks regarding Jacob Toppin.
Yeah, I mean, at one point it seemed like he was kind of, you know, dominating in the G League. He was dropping, you know, some pretty nice stat lines out there, you know, 20-point games here, 30-point games there. Obviously not, you know, when you think Toppin, you're thinking about Obi and his crazy dunks. Don't get me wrong. Jacob can also go and get the ball as well and throw down an alley. But what I like from, you know, Jacob is that he's shown that he, just like his brother, he can shoot the three ball a little bit. But he has some defensive chops, man. He has good feel when he's out there on defense. Obviously, it doesn't look pretty initially being out there against pros. But again, another guy who I think is a worthwhile project and is showing some promise out there.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, we know him to be a high flyer. He was in a dunk contest. I think he got robbed, by the way. Remember that? Freaking robbed Jacob Toppin because they didn't know his name.
Always a controversy, man. There's always a controversy.
Yeah, look, I like his game as well. Kind of raw. He's 24 years old. He'll be 25 in May, so he'll be 24 this season. So yeah, in the G League, there was some times where he was dominating down in the G League, and you know, I'm just excited to watch these guys down in the G League, and who knows, maybe they can develop and break through, and you know, become in the rotation. I mean, that's the goal at the end of the day, become exactly. A Deuce McBride.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly, and. Yeah. And again, another reason why we're optimistic about these guys is the Knicks. The Knicks over the past couple of years have shown that we can develop these guys. You know, that stigma that Tom Thibodeau always has on his back, whether it's minutes played or player development, you know, those things are in the past. Deuce McBride is proof of that. And younger guys that we've, you know, had to obviously give up, like Emmanuel Quickley, RJ Barrett, you know, all guys that have improved. So, you know, I'm excited for that.
Likewise, I'm excited to watch these guys in the G League. All right, that was a wrap for the two-way contract players. Appreciate you guys joining for another Knicks player season preview. In case you haven't already known, we're doing a player preview for every single Knick here. Appreciate you guys tuning in. In case you want to catch our last one, it's right here in the middle of the screen. I'm Anthony from Knicks Nation.
I'm Chris.
We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.
Thanks for listening. Please hit that follow button to stay updated with our latest episodes. And we also greatly appreciate those 5-star reviews. For you video enthusiasts out there, head over to our YouTube channel to catch the podcast in video form. YouTube.com/KnicksNation. You'll find all the relevant links conveniently listed in the show notes below. See you next time.